Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And you're in tune with a 30-minute worship service entitled The Power of Pentecost. Join in with us as we sing and pray and look at His Word.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name.
And we greet you in Jesus' name. Turning to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2. The Word of God says, grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Wonderful words of life. What a wonderful way to begin today's broadcast service. If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information and your Bible open to Acts chapter 1 and also Acts chapter 22 in just a little while, the Lord permitting. But we're going to have a great time as we sing and worship the Lord together. And when this service has come to an end, we want you to be able to testify that you have been in the presence of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's take a church hymnal and let's turn to page 30. Here's a great one. Clap your hands and worship the Lord. We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Some of these days I'm going home where no sorrow ever comes.
We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials. Troubles and trials.
Safe from
heartache, pain, and care. We shall all that glory share.
And I'm gonna
sit down beside my Jesus.
Lord, I'm gonna
sit down and rest a little while.
We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials. Troubles and trials.
In that home.
Yes, in that home. On the other side. The other side.
Yes, I'm gonna
shake hands with the elders. Tell my kindred good morning.
Then I'm gonna
sit down beside my Jesus. Sit down and rest a little while. Kindred and friends now wait for me. Soon their faces I shall see.
We'll soon be done
with troubles and trials. Troubles and trials. Home of life so fair. And we'll all be gathered there.
And I'm gonna
sit down beside my Jesus. Sit down and rest a little while.
We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials. Troubles and trials.
In that home.
Yes, in that home. On the other side. The other side.
I'm gonna
shake glad hands with the elders, Lord, and tell my kindred
good morning.
Then I'm gonna sit down
beside of my Jesus.
Lord, I'm gonna sit down and rest just a little while.
Hallelujah.
I shall behold His blessed face. I shall feel His matchless grace.
We'll soon be done
with troubles and trials. Troubles and trials. Peace and joy sublime. in that home of love divine.
I'm gonna sit down beside my Jesus, Lord.
I'm gonna sit down and rest a little while.
We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials, troubles and trials.
In that home.
Yes, in that home on the other side. The other side.
I'm gonna
shake that hands with the elders, Lord, and tell my kindred
good morning.
Then I'm gonna sit down
beside of my Jesus,
Lord. I'm gonna sit down and rest a little while.
We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials, troubles and trials.
In that home,
yes, in that home on the other side, the other side.
I'm gonna shake glad hands with the elders,
Lord, and tell my kindred
good morning.
Then I'm gonna sit down
beside of my Jesus.
Yes, I'm gonna sit down and rest a little while.
Hallelujah. Well, Cleveland Derricks wrote the lyrics to that song. He's the same one that wrote the great song, Just a Little Talk with Jesus Makes It Right. Praise God. We're going to soon be done with troubles and trials. There remaineth therefore a rest for the people of God. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Let's get ready to pray. We always enjoy our time of prayer as we gather around the radio or your listening device in one mind and one accord, and we call our names out to God. Do you know if you've got a special request, if you've got a special need, if you need a special touch, it might be good for you to just reach over and touch your radio or your computer or your phone or whatever your listening device is. Make a point of contact as we believe the Lord together. John 14:27 is our precious promise. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. We're thankful, Lord, for the peace of God that passes all understanding. And Lord, we're glad that you came to give peace to your people. You came to bring us peace, and you left your peace with us. Not as the world gives peace, but Lord, only as you give peace. When men in the world cry peace and safety, sudden destruction cometh upon them as upon a woman in travail. Help us, Lord, to seek our peace from the proper source, and that is you. Lord, I don't want my heart to be troubled. Lord, take away the fear, because I believe in God. Hallelujah, and I believe in you also. Use this service today to touch some heart and life. May this be the day, Lord, when someone hears this message, or a message, or a song, or from somewhere. Lord, someone gets some kind of a message. It convicts their heart. And today, Lord, is the day that many repent and receive forgiveness of sin. Use this service for the glory of God. Thank you, Lord, for those that have helped us thus far, those that have kept us going up until this point. We give you praise today. Save our lost loved ones. Touch those that are sick. Lord, minister to those that have family needs and other needs that I'm not aware of. Lord, as the list goes far and farther, let everyone, Lord, let their request be made known unto you. And hear and answer those prayers that we pray. As we pray in one mind and one accord, we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship with us.
Emmanuel. Emmanuel. His name is called Emmanuel.
sing it again. Worship with us.
Emmanuel, His name is called Emmanuel, God with us. His name is called Emmanuel.
And if you will, have your notepad and pencil ready. I'll give you some contact information in just a little while. That same Spirit.
Jesus said, it is expedient for me to go away, but I'll send you another comforter to guide you from day to day. So they tarry in Jerusalem for the power from on high. And that same Spirit that raised Jesus up filled them on that day. I can feel His Holy Spirit a dwelling deep within, and sometimes it feels so gentle, and sometimes like a mighty rushing wind. That same Spirit that raised Jesus up from death and the grave, it shall raise this old body up and take me home someday. Stone at the door. They put soldiers there to guard it. They thought they'd done away with the Lord. But on that third day, the stone was rolled away, and He came forth from the grave. And that same Spirit that raised Jesus up will take me home someday. I can feel His Holy Spirit a dwelling deep within. Well, sometimes it feels so gentle, and sometimes like a rushing mighty wind. That same Spirit that raised Jesus up from death and the grave, it shall raise this old body up and take me home someday. Oh, I can feel His Holy Spirit a dwelling deep within. Well, sometimes it feels so gentle, and sometimes like a mighty rushing wind. that same Spirit that raised Jesus up from death and the grave, it shall raise this old body up and take me home someday.
Hallelujah. Well, if you believe that, say amen. And if you're ready for it, just raise your hands and praise the Lord. And if you're not ready, look up and repent of your sins. I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and we are with you daily on the radio, weekends with these half-hour programs. Thank you so much for helping us from the very first time we began. Our first broadcast was aired the first Sunday in August of 2005. So you folks have helped us for a long time. Many of you have stayed with us from day one. Many of you have prayed for us. And whether your offerings have been continual or just once in a while or one time, if you've said one prayer for us, anything that you've done to further this broadcast, told someone about it, we want to take a moment here and say thank you so very much. Our broadcast is a work of faith, and it is listener-supported. We don't have any other underwriters or anyone guaranteeing to pay for this broadcast. We just operate by faith and depend on the Lord to touch you and bless this broadcast ministry through your kindness. If you would happen to want to send a check or a money order, song request or prayer request or a contact, some way to let us know you're there, send any mail to the Power Up Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And you can call or text 618-214-1410. And then our website is available. If you can't get the broadcast on the radio or the time is not convenient, you want to hear it again, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online to hear the service. And also, if you'd like to make a contribution with your debit or credit card, just click donate on the front page. Follow the prompts. It's a free, safe transaction. You don't have to set up an account or any such thing. Again, in just a little while, Acts 1 and Acts 22. Sister Linda's going to sing for us, Sufficient for Me.
On an old rugged cross on Calvary's hill, a thief was dying, and still today thou shalt be in paradise with me, for my grace is sufficient for thee. Sufficient for me, sufficient for me. His grace is sufficient and free. Sufficient for me, sufficient for me. His grace is sufficient for me. I'm not worthy, he cried, to stand by your side. I'm a leper and I'm blind, you can see. But he reached out his hand and he touched that man. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Sufficient for me, sufficient for me. His grace is sufficient and free. Sufficient for me, sufficient for me. Yes, His grace is sufficient for me.
Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful ministry and song. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the world. And then going over to Acts chapter 22 and verse 15, he said, for thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. There have been very few times in my life that I have been summoned to come to court to be a witness. Well, when we are called in to be a witness, they administer an oath, and we are to give testimony, and we are to be the witness and proclaim what we know as facts. We are to make a solemn declaration under oath for the purpose of establishing a fact. But the Lord is interested in us testifying. When I was in the court of law, they did not allow me to be the judge or the prosecutor or the defense attorney or the bailiff. I was called to be a witness. And if we look in the Word of God, that is the place we have in God's court. We are to be His witnesses. 1 John 4:14, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. We are to experience and testify of Christ. I encourage my church, every service, to have a testimony. A testimony is a statement that is based on personal knowledge. It is a fact. We actually believe what we are telling is the truth. We are bearing witness of that fact. John 4:28-29, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Oh, yes. She went to men and explained to them and witnessed to them what had happened to her. And in John 4:39, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that I ever did. Now, this woman was not at that time sworn with her hand laying on a Bible to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, but her experience and her connection and her life with what she had met with Jesus, it compelled her to go and run into the city and witness of what things he had done for her. She was a woman that was filled with joy. She was filled with joy through witnessing. Oh, yes, I want you to know that we are to be a joyful people. We have heard the joyful sound. Oftentimes at Christmas, we see big signs that express joy. And we quote that on the shepherds, the angels announced to them, I bring you tidings of great joy. Yes, it is a joyful time. But I want you to know, even when it's not Christmas time, as the Lord blesses us and we testify and we realize and we tell others about how the Father has sent Jesus into the world, it brings us great excitement and great joy. I've been doing this a long time. Sister Linda and I have served the Lord a long time, but our experience has not grown cold. Our experience has not grown solemn. We are still as excited and joy-filled as we were in the very beginning. And that's what Jesus will do. He will keep your experience alive. John 15:5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. John 15:11, these things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. I've heard some people say, well, I'm so sad, I don't have much joy. The reason that we can have joy is because his joy remains in us. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Help us today to be able to witness and to be joyful, because sharing testimonies, sharing Christ to others, will bring others to Christ. We can use our testimonies and be a missionary to where we live and lead others to the Lord one-on-one. As I told you, we are his witnesses, and God gives the Holy Ghost to them that obey him. So when we are silent and we don't witness, when we are silent and we fail to testify, then we fall into disobedience. No wonder your joy diminishes. No wonder your strength diminishes when we live in disobedience. The Bible teaches us that obedience is better than sacrifice. May the Lord help us today. Let's lead others to the Lord one-on-one. John 1, verse 41, he that first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon the son of Jonah, thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, we have found him whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. If we look in these verses, we find where one brought one, and then another one, and then another one. Let's continue our witnessing. Time has slipped by for us today. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. Until the next broadcast, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
Sufficient for me, sufficient for me, his love is sufficient and free. Sufficient for me, sufficient.